Recently, I talked with Mary Vaughn, who was once the head of counseling in the Cincinnati elementary school system. I asked her to pinpoint the main problem she noticed in counseling situations. John, she said immediately, most children's psychological problems stem from their lack of acceptance and affirmation from parents and peers. Mary continually emphasized that economic level, professional or social strata, and other factors in which society put so much value were insignificant. Then she told me a story about Dennis, aged 10. This third grader was always fighting, lying, and causing disturbances with his classmates. He believed, "No one likes me. The teacher just picks on me." He would not respond to the people who really cared for him and tried to help the most. His problem? He wanted his mother's affirmation and love so much that he lived in a fantasy world, always talking of his mother's love. In reality, his mother did nothing to affirm him. Dennis's need for care was so great that he fantasized about his mother's love and directed his bad attitude toward others. Unlike Dennis, I was privileged to grow up in a very affirming family. I never questioned my parents' love and acceptance. They were continually affirming their love through action and words. Now, Margaret and I have tried to create this same environment for our children. The other day, we were talking about the importance of showing love to our children. We concluded that our kids see or sense our acceptance and affirmation at least 30 times a day. That's not too much. Have you ever been told too many times that you are important, loved, and appreciated? Remember, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.